Okay, most recently we have been discussing on Kiddushin Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis various ways of being Kone and Eved Kenani. The Mishnah had mentioned three, the Kesef Shtar and Chazaka, and then in the Gemara we discovered another two, Kin Chalipin and Meshicha. The Gemara, in the course of the back and forth in terms of trying to find the Kinyan that applies for an Eved Kenani, we discussed Kin Mesira, Kin Meshicha. But we also discussed Kinyan Chazaka. We presented a brisa that gave a list of ways to perform this Kinyan Chazaka. Among them were untying the shoes of the master, or having this prospective Eved Kenani schlep your items for you to the Beis HaMerchatz. Hagbah was one of them. Now the Gemara goes on and presents a story of either Rav Yehuda Hindua Ger or Yehuda Hindua Ger. So there was this Ger, Yehuda Hindua, Yehuda of Hindu, of Kush, Rashi explains, who was about to die, and he didn't have any Yarshim, but he did have a slave. So Merzutra went to go inquire after him, and Merzutra sees that Yehuda the Ger, Yehuda Hindua the Ger, is about to die. And so what he does is, Merzutra goes over to Yehuda Hindua's slave, and he tells him, here, go take off my shoes and take them for me to my house. Take them home for me. Do this task for me. So there are two versions of the story. Either that this Eved was a Gadol, or that the Eved was a Katan. Now, if the Eved was a Gadol, let's go with Rashi's explanation for now. If the Eved was a Gadol, then what Merzutra was trying to preempt was as follows, that if Yehuda Hindua Ger would die without any Yarshim, then this Eved, if he is a Gadol, would go free as soon as Yehuda Hindua Ger would die. Because once the master, this Ger, with no Yarshim, dies, so the Eved becomes Hefker, and so the Eved is able to be Kone himself as a Gadol. He's able to be Zochen himself from Hefker. And so to preempt this, what Merzutra did was he had him do this task that would, it was like a rolling Kinyan, that he had him do this task, and during the course of this task that the Eved was doing for Merzutra, Yehuda Hindua the Ger would die, and this Eved would be in the middle of doing a task, would be doing the bidding of Merzutra, and the Eved would become Merzutra's Eved. Now that would, those would be preemptive measures if this Eved were a Gadol. Now if the Eved were a Katan, Rashi explains that even so, for some reason, Merzutra felt the need to do all of these things. And so, the Hamshach of the Gemara goes on to say, at least the way that Rashi has, Rashi's version of this Gemara, the Gemara just wants you to know that what Merzutra, clearly Merzutra did not hold of Abishal. We know that there's a Machlokas Tanaim in Gittin Lametes, there's a Braisa. What happens if a Ger dies and he has no Yarshim? And now the neighboring Jews go to split up his property. Now, among his property, among the Ger's property, are Avadim. The Ger has Avadim who are Gedolim and Avadim who are Ketanim. So, it's a machlokus to whom these Avadim belong. According to the Chachamim, Chachamim say that the Avadim, the Gedolim, the Ketanim, all of them, are Kona themselves. They become free when the master, when the Ger, dies. Abishal says, no, that's not true. When the Ger dies, only the Gedolim are Kona themselves. Only the Gedolim become free. But the Ketanim do not become free. And so any person who is Machzik Bahem, anybody who takes control over them, is Zoch in those Avadim Ketanim. Now what you see from over here is that according to the version of the story that the Eved, that Yehuda Hindua the Ger's Eved, was a Katan, well, it would have been completely unnecessary for Merzutra to have done this rolling Kinyan, where he had the Eved do this task for him, taking his shoes and schlepping them home for him. And so, clearly, Merzutra did not seem to hold of Abishal, because according to Abishal, that wouldn't have been necessary. The Eved wouldn't have been Kona himself upon the death of his master, because if the Eved were a Katan, he isn't able to be Zochen himself, and so anybody else is able to. So it seems that Merzutra held like the Chachamim, and that whether the Eved is a Gadol or a Katan, the Eved is Kone himself, the Eved becomes free upon the death of the master. And so in order to preempt that, Marzutra had this Eved do some sort of a kinyan that would take a significant period of time, and that while you didn't do a ger would die, the Eved would be in the course of performing some task for Marzutra, and so the Eved would become Marzutra's. Okay.